Another big appointment this week. Former federal prosecutor Mary Jo White has been picked by the president as his choice to serve as the next chairwoman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. If she makes it through the nomination process, she'll succeed Elise B. Walter, who took the post after Mary Shapiro stepped down in December. It was Shapiro who guided the SEC through the wake of the financial crisis. Assuming she is confirmed by the Senate, Mary Jo White will be the first prosecutor to head the SEC. So what does this tell us about the administration's approach to Wall Street and those suspected of cooking the books? Is it a signal that they will seek criminal prosecutions for financial misdeeds? Joining us now, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thanks, Sean. Good to be here.
So having a prosecutor at the head of the SEC that's associated with civil actions, what do you think the signal is here?
Well, I think it's a great signal. I mean, largely because Mary Jo White is someone who wasn't just a prosecutor. She was the head of what most of us consider to be the premier Office of Prosecutions of Financial Crimes in the United States, the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. I was in private practice during most of her tenure, and I assure you, everyone who was working for financial firms at the time and the leaders on Wall Street considered her a really tough but fair, no-nonsense adversary. She is she's someone who sends a message that there should be one set of rules for everyone, that she's going to enforce the rules, and she's not, you know, personally a hostile person, not like she's out with some career ambitions in mind. She's just there to do a good job as a prosecutor and is very knowledgeable about white-collar crime, financial fraud, and the areas that I think the American public are looking for an aggressive approach to.
Eric Schneiderman, you know this very, very well. There's wide latitude on the part of prosecutors, even in your case in the state of New York, to prosecute civil fraud versus criminal fraud. I'm wondering if there's a tension between the need to get some sort of conviction, to rack up a conviction record, and that lures you to maybe choose civil prosecution rather than criminal because the bar seems to be lower.
Well, that's true. It's a much higher standard to bring a criminal case, but I think if you're going to have if people are looking for assurance that there's someone who is taking a good hard look at whether it's possible to bring a criminal case, Mary Jo White is the person you want on the job. And I also think it's an advantage that, in addition to being a prosecutor for the better part of her career, she has worked on the other side. She has worked in very complex matters representing financial services institutions. She knows them. She knows how they operate. She knows their tricks. And it's just she's an incredibly sophisticated lawyer, but with a very clear and basic sense of duty. I think that no one who worked in the private bar, as I did, representing financial services firms when she was the U.S. attorney, viewed her as anything other than a no-nonsense, straightforward, tough prosecutor.
Do you think she's going to have the resources to do what she needs to do? The stories, of course, leading up to the financial crisis from Madoff to AIG suggest that the SEC was overmatched in dealing with some of the corporations and financial institutions that were able to run circles around it. It just doesn't have the resources to monitor all that it's supposed to monitor.
Well, that's a very legitimate question, and I think that the whether it's the SEC or some the Justice Department, there was an effort made, I think, by some folks who really were more interested in protecting banks than in ensuring that they follow the rules, to starve the prosecutor's offices. And this has been true in a lot of different areas. I think she will be a good advocate for that. But that does require support from our friends on Capitol Hill and in the White House to really fight for the resources we need. It has absolutely been the case, and I've been working with the SEC on fraud related to the mortgage-backed securities market quite a bit in the last few years. They are strapped for resources, but that's something that I think she'll be a good advocate for that. And I think just listening to the president his rhetoric, I think he's prepared for tougher fights over those sorts of budget items than he may have been in the first part of his tenure. He knows the game now, and you can't have cops enforcing ever more complex rules on financial services if you don't have enough cops on the beat and if they don't have the resources to act.
We're talking to New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. A gut-level reaction, if you can be candid, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you think, knowing Mary Jo White, that this is one of these, yes, I'll serve you sort of duty assignments to President Obama, or is this a plum assignment? Is she dying to do this?
Well, I think at this point in her career, she could do whatever she wants. She's one of the best regarded lawyers in New York, and I think it reflects the pattern of her career. She started out after clerking in the same court I clerked in when I graduated from law school at a law firm, and then left to do public service in the U.S. Attorney's Office, left again for a very extended period of time to be the chief appellate attorney in the criminal division and then the United States attorney. She loves public service, and she loves being a prosecutor and particularly knowledgeable in the area of financial fraud. So I think this is a natural extension of her career. I have great respect for people who, you know, are constantly drawn to that, and she could just stay where she is and make a lot more money. So clearly this is a desire for public service that she's demonstrated throughout her career that is coming to the fore again. And I think the president and I think the people of the United States are very lucky to have someone of her caliber stepping up to be the leader of the SEC.
Will improve cooperation between your office and the feds? There have been reports of tensions there.
I think our relationship with the SEC has been what I would characterize it as very good. Mary Shapiro and Rob Kuzami were prepared to share a lot with us when I first got in. I think that it's the cooperation, if anything, is going to expand. And I also just think it's going to be good for everyone to have a fresh look. She's the first former prosecutor, amazingly enough, to ever have been chosen, I think, to head the SEC, certainly in recent memory.
No, and that's a milestone in and of itself, to
and
be
I
sure.
And I think that the message is, we're going to work on regulating, but with a view towards towards enforcing the laws, and there's no fear of going after people, civil sanctions, criminal sanctions. In the Securities and Exchange Commission, it sends a great message. She's being put nominated at the same time as Rich Cordray, being put up again to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, another aggressive advocate for the American people against financial interests. And I think that the 1-2 punch sends a very good message that the president's serious about this, and we're going to move forward.
Certainly, Mary Jo White has no fear. Eric Schneiderman, New York Attorney General, thanks.